Trump's announcement Wednesday morning comes only a year after President Obama extended military access to openly transgender individuals.
With a series of tweets, Donald Trump has undermined historic progress on inclusion within the U.S. military.
That's Sarah McBride, who last year became the first openly transgender person to address a major party political convention at the DNC in Philly. Trump's Twitter announcement didn't come with an accompanying press release, briefing, or fact sheet, and comes soon after he announced a six-month freeze on allowing new transgender recruits into the military last month. That has McBride, now National Press Secretary for the Human Rights Campaign, outraged. She said Trump's decision is disgraceful, unpatriotic, and a dangerous action targeting people bravely serving the country.
And it begs the question why. And it certainly continues to reveal that Donald Trump's assertion during the 2016 campaign that he's a friend of the LGBTQ community was just one more alternative fact.
It's too soon to tell how the policy will play out and how it will affect transgender individuals currently serving as well as veterans. Megan Pauly, Delaware Public Media.